Tony. And I echo Tony's comments. Thank you so much for your presentation time and dedication, Director Goff. Next, I would like to welcome our following speaker, Madeline Takur, Chief of Staff with the Children's Movement of Florida. Madeline?
Thank you very much, Kim. Thank you, Tony, and thank you, Director Goff. Really pleased to share this call with you. I have a couple of slides here as well. If we could move right into the first slide, I think we've talked a lot about kindergarten readiness. These numbers, Director Goff used as well. You've seen this in the press quite a bit this summer as the governor and the commissioner are taking a closer look at early learning. And I just wanted to give a few numbers to put this in context for us. When you've got 53% of children in Florida are ready for kindergarten, and you have 185,000 children entering kindergarten each year, that means 87,000 children are not ready to be there. Looking at it in my home county of Miami-Dade, 23,000 students start kindergarten each year. Almost 11,000 are not ready to be there. And looking at my neighborhood school, where my son will attend in a few years, that is 39 children are ready out of 114. And so when you think about those real numbers, it gives you a sense of why the Florida Chamber Foundation's goal is to get 100% of children ready for kindergarten. You know, which one of these children are we willing to leave behind? And so I just wanted to give that context. We know at the Children's Movement that it takes more than preschool to get this right. Our aim has been to promote a strong start for all Florida children. That's high-quality early learning. It's the support that parents need to be their children's first and best teachers, and as one of the questioners stressed, you know, starting at birth. And it's also about having access to health insurance, to preventive care, to early intervention for special needs, and all of these things work together. So if we move to the next slide, Tony asked me to give a preview of our legislative priorities for 2020. And what I'm putting up here is a preview of the movement's priorities. But these are a few of the areas where we are absolutely aligned with Florida's Early Learning Consortium, which is a group of agencies and advocates who come together representing the provider community, the Head Start Association, the Early Learning Coalitions, the United Ways, and all stakeholders who care about what happens in our early learning. So priority number one, state-funded programs are held to age-appropriate standards. We've been pushing for several years now to adopt and implement the recommendations of the Committee on Early Grade Success relating to VPK. And Director Goff showed all of the data about the kindergarten readiness screener and what that shows, and talked about the importance of knowing where students are in Florida when they begin school. When we think about what it means to be ready for kindergarten and just step back and think about it, it's persistence in the face of a challenge. It's, can they listen and communicate? Can they cooperate? Can they follow directions? Can they regulate their emotions? Do they have the foundation for critical thinking? And perhaps most importantly, preschool instills a love of learning in our children. And part of the reason when we talk about the benefits of preschool, that you have less remediation later on, you have better high school graduation rates, you have, important to this group, I think, and in the way we hear about this in the conversations with the Florida Chamber, you've got these social-emotional skills that employers are looking for. And a lot of this is developed starting in preschool. And so when we think about the standards that we put in place and how we want to measure the success of the VPK program, it's not just about literacy, it's also capturing what gains children have made. When they come into the VPK program, they're coming in at different levels, and you want to acknowledge the progress that educators are taking the children through. And then you also want to look at things like teacher-child interactions and an observational assessment that gives credit for all of these softer skills that, that we are asking the educators to impart. And so putting into place an assessment that is inclusive of all of the domains and our expectations for children that are age appropriate for 4-year-olds. You know, we've made incredible progress. Just last week, the State Board of Education approved a new rule that does incorporate learning gains. It's a step in the right direction, and we will continue to push even farther toward where we want to go. Priority number two is educators are celebrated and supported. And going back to the intensity of how teachers work with our 4-year-olds, we know that the quality of interaction between a teacher and the child, the back and forth interactions are really important for the way that young children learn. And so we need to continue to invest in our teachers as a way to improve the quality of the program. And one area in particular that, that we are supporting is a program called Child Care Wages. And this actually provides subsidies for teachers who further their credentials, who take classes toward their bachelor's, toward their master's, or even earlier toward their associate's degree. And it says to a teacher, if you are investing in your professional development, we will also continue to invest in you through your pay. And there are other ways that we can work with the governor and the Department of Education beyond child care wages, and so we will be exploring all of those. The last point is adequate funding supports high-quality programs, and we want to see Florida's VPK and school readiness programs funded in line with the high quality that we expect. In the last years, we've seen some improvement in the school readiness program. We've seen performance funding that allows programs to show results and stand out and get a higher reimbursement. For VPK, we know the $12.8 million investment that we're making in the coming year will be an increase of $50 on the base student allocation. So I think we're going from $2,436 to $2,486 per student. The average in this country is closer to about $5,000. And so we do want to see what are the improvements that we want to make in quality and what do those cost and how do we keep moving that funding in the right direction. And so these are some of the top priorities as we think about what we'll be asking from the legislature this coming year. If we can move to the next slide, I just wanted to quickly acknowledge the work of the Early Learning Consortium that the movement is proud to be a part of. A couple of the questions that we're working on in line with these priorities is really about what does quality VPK cost as we isolate the improvements that we want to make for the program and think about what that will cost to deliver. We understand that our legislature, our governor, wants to show return on investment for what we are spending in early learning, and so we want to be very clear and have a case to make of why the funding is needed and what those improvements are. And so our consortium is working on that. And then also the question of how do we better support educators? And this goes back to what I was talking about earlier, beyond wage supplements for teachers who further their credentials. What are other ways that we can develop our teachers, that we can really celebrate them? And we have been pleased with the tone of the administration really talking.
So a mental note, we should probably not have calls when storms are offshore and everybody's preparing for things. We're going to try and get her back. Paula, are you on that? Let's just go to the consortium page. Just mentioned that you were working with the consortium, and here are some of the things that you all are working on. Let's pick it up from there.
Great. And I will say that we heard a loud, thunderous bang, which is, I guess, when I lost you. It is pouring rain in Miami. So back to the Early Learning Consortium, just to talk about some of the questions that we are debating among advocates and agencies, it's about what does quality VPK cost, you know, making sure that we are showing the return on investment for additional investment in the program, that we're identifying specific changes that we want to make, specific improvements, and really taking a look at what it costs to deliver on those improvements. And then the other question of how do we better support educators? I was saying we've been really pleased with the tone of the administration. Commissioner Corcoran is always talking about celebrating the teaching profession. And I think there are a lot of ideas of how to do that in the K-12 space. And we just want to make sure that our early learning teachers don't get lost in all of this and that we make sure to celebrate those teachers as well. And then if we move to the next slide, this is my final slide, and I'll be brief here, but we've got a lot of businesses on the phone, and they want to know what can they do. The last point is join us in advocating, and we talked about that a little bit with Director Goff, that to have the business community aligned and sharing these messages and talking to legislators, representing the interests of our youngest Floridians is really important. But I just wanted to talk briefly about a few ways that businesses can also make an impact sort of more directly through their own policies with their own employees. And so that is implementing family-friendly policies or celebrating the ones that you may already have. If that's paid leave for new mothers and fathers, it could be encouraging a culture that understands flexibility that parents may need to take their children to the doctor, to be present for their children when needed. Or it could be, you know, depending on the size of the company and the investments you're able to make, it could be subsidizing childcare for employees with young children. At the base level, it's understanding what some of those options are. You know, visit an early learning center near your office, take a look at the kindergarten readiness scores, the third grade reading scores at the schools that are closest to you, and see if it may be a place for where employees can volunteer and make a difference, as I know Kim was talking about at PNC. And then the other thing is to share resources with new or expectant parents. I think everything we know, members of the Business Alliance for Early Learning are exposed to this, the importance of early brain development, of attachment in the early years. This is not common knowledge. And so even having a business share some of these facts through the HR newsletter or a brown bag lunch in your company, we would be really pleased to work with any company that would like to share more of these kinds of resources with your employees. And all of this contributes to the goal of having children be ready for kindergarten. So I will stop there.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you, Madeline.
And, back to you, Kim.
Well, Tony, to answer your question, you know, how are we going to be at 100%? I just keep going back to the philosophy of continuing the momentum of this conversation. I was in a business conversation yesterday, and a few folks we were talking to, kind of it's eye-opening when you say, you know, were you aware that approximately 80% of your brain is developed as early as 18 months old? You know, that's why we're focusing on early learning. And at PNC, we're shifting our focus just a little bit to that 0-3 space as we understand that by 4 years old, as Director Goff said, they might not be ready for kindergarten. We really have to start early. How can we use our business dollars, our philanthropic dollars, to make that measurable impact? And, you know, how do we partner with the hospitals, the early learning coalitions, asking, you know, where else should we be present as the business community? With that, are there any questions that you see now, Tony, that we should take?
I don't see any for Madeline, so I think we'll move on.